Just one review of a halakha that we discussed yesterday, Rabotai. Question is there a chiyuv or a mitzvah to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael? Zman hazeh. This is famous Ramban in Parashat Mas'eh on the Pasuk V'horashtem et ha'aretz. And he writes over there that even in the time that the Jewish people are in Galut, it is a mitzvah to move and settle the land of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban also, when he counts the Teriyak mitzvot, he counts the mitzvah of Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah de oraita afilu bizman hazeh. And he takes odds with Harambam that why doesn't he count it in his Teriyak mitzvot? There are some opinions that hold it, that Rambam holds that after the Galut, when we're in Galut, there's no mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's only when there's a Beit HaMikdash Kayam. After the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, we have to wait till Mashiach to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Megillat Esther understands Shitat HaRambam. However, Acham Avadya Alav HaShalom in Yabia Omer, in Chalek Yud Aleph, he brings proofs that HaRambam must hold also that mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael afilu bizman hazeh is a mitzvah de'oraita. We'll just bring one of the proofs that he brings. He says that the halakha says if a man comes to the Beit Din and says to the Beit Din that he wants to divorce his wife because he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and she doesn't, the halakha says that's grounds and he can give her a divorce and he does not have to pay her ketubah. So you see, well, obviously because it must be it's a mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael. If he said he wants to move to Uganda, they're not going to tell him that he's exempt from paying a ketubah. Ela because the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Another proof that they bring is with Harambam also is posek lahalacha based on the Gemara that if a person purchases a property in Eretz Yisrael and he needs to write the deed on Shabbat, he's allowed to tell a goy to write the deed for him on Shabbat, even though we're strict on Amirah La'akum when it comes to Yisud De'oraita, even though it's Mekom Mitzvah, it's only one Shvut. You need Shvut to Shvut Mekom Mitzvah. This is only Shvut of Amirah La'akum, writing is De'oraita. And still, Maran is, Rambam is posek, it's permissible to tell them. Why? Again, because the Mitzvah of Yishuv, Eris, and that's even Bizman, Hazeh. The third proof he brings is from Mezuzah. If a person rents a house in Chutz La'aretz, he doesn't have to put the mezuzah up until 30 days. However, if you rent in Eretz Yisrael, you have to put the mezuzah up immediately. Explanation Hacham Avadya says is, in Chutz La'aretz, it's dirat arai. Therefore, you have to live there for 30 days to make it permanent. But in Eretz Yisrael already, it's dirat keva, even from the first day, because you have the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Tashbetz also brings down that it's a mitzvah de'oraita, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael bezman hazeh. But Moshe Feinstein in Igdot Moshe doesn't have an opinion that says it's a chiyuv, he says it's a kiyum. Kiyum, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you get a mitzvah, but not that there's an obligation to go. And he says, HaRambam must hold like that, because why didn't the Rambam write, Asur Ladur Be'utz La'aris? He didn't write that. Therefore, his opinion was as such. But Chama V'ya argues on Rav Moshe. And the Ma'aseh in the Maskanav, that Teshuvah, he comes out that it is, even Bizman Hazeh, a mitzvah. And he says, even though there's Torah in Chutz La'aretz, and he specifically says, Arzot Abrit, there's Yeshivot, and all that stuff, but in Torah, Keturat Eretz Yisrael. Finally, the Arizal writes that those that go travel, touring Eretz Yisrael, they get an upgrade to their neshama. Instead of the level of Nefesh, they have Ruach. But those that live in Eretz Yisrael, they're able to upgrade themselves to the level of neshama. And he quotes a pasuk, Noten neshama, Le'am aleha v'ruach laholchim ba. Noten neshama le'am aleha. Those that are living in Israel, noten neshama v'ruach laholchim ba. But those that are just touring it, they get ruach. Chama V'ya, the end is very emphatic in his opinion that even bizman hazeh, one should make. We're not recommending our members to do what they want. We're just discussing it from the halachic standpoint that bizman hazeh, the Hacham's opinion is lefi shitat HaRambam. The Fishitat HaRamban, and according to the Tashbetz and his Teshuvot, even Mizman Hazeh, it would be a mitzvah. It should be pointed out, there's a famous Shita of the Tosfot in Ketubot of Kufyud, so Rabbeinu Hayim, from the Tosfot that holds that there's no mitzvah, Mizman Hazeh, to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael whatsoever. And that's many you know, hold on to that opinion of Rabbeinu Chaim. Although a lot of the Rishonim, including Hagahot Mordechi, questions the veracity, if that even was Rabbeinu Chaim, if he even said it, or was it a Talmid that made a Hagaha and said what he said. And others want to say, including the Meshech Chochmah, that could be Rabbeinu Chaim holds you have to move to Eretz Yisrael. That's not the question. He just says, if you look at the Lashon, that he's worried that if you're not going to be religious and you're going to move to Eretz Yisrael and you're going to make Averot in Eretz Yisrael, it's worse. You might as well stay in Chutz La'aretz. It's not that he holds you shouldn't move to Eretz Yisrael. He holds it's a mitzvah. It's just that, because if you look at his Lashon over there, he says, V'yesham harbe onshin. Is there any more onish in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz La'aretz? So according to the way we understand, there is. Because if a person commits a sin in Chutz La'aretz, it's one level of degree. But if a person commits a sin in Eretz Yisrael, that's Pelatin Shel Melech. Committing the sin in the palace of the king, it's much worse. So therefore, it could be even Rabbeinu Chaim will hold in principle to mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael. Just for those side reasons, he recommended against it if a person is not going to be Shomer Torah mitzvot.